Sandboxing is a cybersecurity practice where programs are run in isolated environments to prevent harmful actions from affecting the rest of the system. By creating a separate, controlled space, applications can be tested and code can be executed in a manner that mitigates risk. This technique is pivotal in areas such as software testing and malware analysis, where maintaining system integrity is essential. Sandboxing ensures that any potential threats remain contained, providing a safe method to analyze and understand suspicious code without compromising system security. Sandboxing has its roots in the early days of computer science when developers sought methods to safely test new code. Initially, simple isolation techniques were employed to prevent test code from interfering with operational systems. Over time, as cyber threats evolved, more sophisticated sandboxing methods were developed to provide stronger isolation and emulation. The rise of virtualization technology significantly advanced sandboxing by allowing entire operating system environments to be mimicked and tested in a virtual setup. Today, sandboxing is integral to cybersecurity defense strategies, playing a crucial role in threat detection and prevention. Sandboxing consists of various key components that collectively create a secure environment for running potentially hazardous software. One of the primary components is the isolated execution environment, which acts as a separate space to execute code without affecting the rest of the system. Another crucial element is access control, which regulates the permissions and resources available to the code within the sandbox. Virtualization technology often underpins sandboxing, providing the capacity to simulate operating systems or applications. Terminology in sandboxing includes isolation, referring to the separation of processes to prevent interference, snapshot, which is a saved state of the sandbox that can be restored for testing, and analysis tools, which are used to monitor and assess the behavior of the software running in the sandbox. Understanding these components and terms is essential for grasping how sandboxing functions in cybersecurity. Sandboxing operates by creating a controlled environment separate from the main system where programs can execute without causing harm to other components. When a program is launched within a sandbox, it is given limited access to system resources and its activities are closely monitored. This process begins by setting up the sandbox, which might use virtualization to simulate necessary environment conditions. Code is then run within this sandbox, allowing security tools to observe behavior and detect any malicious activity. If harmful actions are detected, they are contained within the sandbox, preventing any real damage to the host system. This isolation and monitoring process is essential in analyzing new or untrusted software safely. Sandboxing is widely applied across various sectors to enhance security and analysis capabilities. In software testing, sandbox environments allow developers to run new applications or updates without risking the integrity of the live system, thereby detecting bugs or vulnerabilities early. Cybersecurity professionals utilize sandboxing to safely analyze and dissect malware, understanding its behavior and neutralizing threats without danger to the main network. Also, web browsers often employ sandboxing to isolate web page processes, preventing potentially harmful code from affecting user data or system operations. This technology is crucial for email security too, where attachments and links can be tested in a sandbox to prevent phishing or Trojan horse attacks. These use cases illustrate how sandboxing serves as a versatile tool in maintaining and enhancing digital safety.